What's up, everyone? I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
Hey, guys, I'm Kat.
And guys, it's our final mini episode of October. We did it. We have pushed so hard to give you all so much content this month, and we hope you've enjoyed it. We've seen the download numbers. We so appreciate everybody checking out the podcast and the love y'all have been giving us on Instagram and social media. So we just wanted to kind of touch base with each other and our fans and just wrap up our celebration of spooky season and Halloween. How are y'all doing?
We are doing fine.
We're doing what?
We're doing fine.
One more time.
We're doing fine. into the spookiness and we're great.
JJ. I only believed half of that, JJ. Do y'all have do y'all have Halloween costumes picked out yet?
We do. Yes. We're doing two different couple costumes this year.
Yeah.
For Friday night and Saturday night, not even on Halloween.
Neither are really that spooky, but they are costumes and they are fun and they're things that we like.
Yeah. So Moira and
John Rose
from Schitt's Creek.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the next one is Bob and Linda from Bob's Burgers, but we're going to switch it up. I'm going to be Bob.
Ginger reverse. Is it their normal, I was going to say costume affair, but their normal affair that they wear? Is that what you're going as?
Yeah, just simple aprons, red shirt for Linda.
Yeah.
JJ
big
has
red glasses.
The longest hair he's ever had now, so we're not even going to put a wig on him.
JJ, do you do a Linda voice?
All right. Is that close?
I mean, it works for me. I'm sure somebody will let us know in the audience.
Impersonation was great. Email us at realhauntingspodcast.
Do y'all have impersonations, like go-to limited fakes? Are there any in y'all's repertoire?
I can do one, and it is from Star Wars. And I had my friend sent me a Craigslist ad once, and it was like this ad that was like, if you have the best Wookiee noise, I will send you $100.
Okay.
And I was like, first off, they're not going to do that. But I did call in, and he was like, this man answered, and he was like, okay, fine. You're a girl? Fine. Just go for it. And after I did it, he was like, wow, that was probably in my top five.
Ooh, okay. Are you going to do it?
Ready?
Do it closer to the mic. I want to hear it better.
That's good.
I give you $100 for that. Yeah.
Anyway, I never heard from him again.
I realize I also do a Gollum every now and then, where I'll go, this way, houses, which I don't know if it's really that good of a Gollum. It's really not that good of a Gollum, but it's fun to say to people who are lagging behind. I'm like, come on. Noah, do you have a Halloween costume?
I do. Yeah. My kiddo is going to be an astronaut. So I bought an astronaut costume as well. They're both like the bright silver kind. And then of course, you know, I'm extra. So I had to get like a NASA fanny pack, this bright silver and a hat. And then I've got some sneakers that match the costume that I'm going to wear as well. So you guys will see it on Friday. I'll swagger in.
Oh yeah. Are you coming over before the party? This can go on the podcast. This is fun.
We'll see. It just kind of depends on my son's schedule that day, but I'll definitely see you guys. I'm planning on making some Jello shots and bringing those over, and hopefully it'll be a good time.
Yeah. Well, if you need a place to stay, we got a guest room. I know I keep telling you that, but party. We'll ask the ghost to come down here and keep you company.
So have y'all watched any scary movies during the spooky season?
I watched a couple episodes of Scooby-Doo and 13 yeah. Ghosts.
How was that?
It was good. I mean, it's really just like Scooby and Shaggy are tricked into opening this chest full of 13 demons, and they have to, the next 12 episodes are them like going to get them from all over the world. They have to save the world.
Is each demon like Mr. Johnson and they pull the mask off and they're like, it's the old neighbor.
I can't tell you.
Yeah, spoiler.
Oh,
okay. This is a spoiler.
You'll have to watch it.
I know a lot of people are anticipating the finale of Scooby-Doo and the 13 Ghosts, so we don't want to give it away. Oh, I was watching like the original Dawn of the Dead, right?
Okay, yeah.
Or Dusk of the Dead? Dawn of the
Dead. Was that what it was?
No, Night of the Living Dead.
Oh my God.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Those, one of those dead movies. But yeah, that kind of blew my mind. I like, yeah, I, you know, I mean, obviously, like, the zombies are a little, like, okay. But then there was, like, some really, like, scary, like, graphic scenes of them eating body parts.
Yeah. And the story's pretty good, though.
The ending got, like, very intense.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Also in that movie, the woman, can we just talk about
the woman? Oh, my gosh.
Her character is written just to be, like, so helpless,
yeah,
so crazy, like she can't even like understand a direction or like any amount of stress, and she's just like breathing heavy and she can't talk and she's about to faint. And
yeah, the female lead is very poorly written, very reflective of the times. There's one of my favorite examples of this was like when they're like, so they're like stuck in this farmhouse and there are zombies all around. And so the guy's like, okay, we need to like board up the house, like help me find like pieces of wood, nails, that kind of thing. And she's just kind of like, okay. So this guy, like in the meantime, has like already like boarded up a door basically. And then like in comes this lady with just like a tiny little piece of wood that's like not even big enough to fit across the whole door. Like just so incredibly not helpful.
Well, have y'all seen Shaun of the Dead? Cause they pull some stuff from there. You know, it's kind of like, they do it in a funny way, but they bring in some of those tropes.
Yeah. I love Shaun of the Dead, but I'll have to watch it again now that I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, the OG.
I decided to watch, like, I was just bored one night and I've been sick. So I was like, let me see if there's like a terrible old horror movie and I can just see if I can make it through it on Amazon Prime. And so I tried to watch Sorority House Massacre from like 1976. It's so bad. It's so bad. Like, okay, you want to talk about tropey and like, I mean, it's so bad.
But was it like kind of enjoyable?
Yeah, to a certain degree. One, it gave me faith as a wannabe filmmaker. Like, okay, if this got made, like maybe one day somebody will make something I write. And the acting in it is not great. But I mean, basically the story is like, there's this guy in a mental institution that was a murderer, and he has a psychic link to one of the ladies in the sorority house. And so she keeps dreaming about him murdering her. And then of course it builds where he makes his way into the sorority house. And it has all the things of that era, like just gratuitous nudity for no reason, like doesn't push the plot further at all. You know
it definitely stinks when you like come across a movie on something like that where you're like, oh, this is gonna be really good, and then it kind of like is under your expectations.
Yeah,
we kind of had the opposite situation happen the other week. We found something called Llamageddon.
Yeah, it was what? Either like Llamageddon or Llamacalypse or some, probably Llamageddon.
I think it's Llamageddon. I think I saw it on Amazon.
And yes, when I tell you, it was the best movie we've ever seen.
Really? Like funny or like what?
I can't even describe it to you.
Like, the acting was superb.
It was insane. The writing was good. I think it was just this independent film. The filming, I mean, everything that you can possibly want in a movie.
So you're officially recommending it to all the real haunters out there to go watch Llamageddon? I'm recommending
Llamageddon on Amazon Prime to every single
I bet we can get the director of Llamageddon on this podcast and the actors. It can't be that hard. I bet we can get them.
I don't think they're that busy, but...
JJ, you gotta pump them up if you want them on. You can't say stuff like that.
But let me tell you, it really is like truly... a movie that should not have flown as under the radar as it has.
It's in a league of their own, you know, just.
Exactly. And it's dare I say, even better than the movie A League of Their Own. I know they're not related genre wise.
That is my favorite movie. But
the action packed, suspenseful, scary, but also like a lot of really poignant political satire and commentary on like, you know, our current times. And
side note, League of Their Own, Madonna, phenomenal actress.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good. She should be in more movies.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
Great pairing.
Was Tom Hanks in that too?
Yeah, he was the coach.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Gina Davis, who was also in Beetlejuice.
Oh, yes. That's right. Just saw Beetlejuice for the first time a couple months ago. That was a lot of fun.
Maybe my favorite Halloween movie.
Really? Oh, that's a good topic. Yeah, favorite Halloween movie. it's funny because Christmas movies, I have so many ready to fire out, but Halloween is tough because there are horror movies that are my favorite that I don't associate with Halloween. Like It Follows is one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's a horror movie, but I don't associate that with Halloween.
So the question of the question of the night is, or day, or whatever time you're listening to this. The question is Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
I think of it as a Christmas movie, but I think it's a Halloween movie.
I think it's just a from October to December movie.
Just saw that for the first time last year. That was good too.
I did too. Well, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now anytime one of us asks each other, what's this? We'll go, what's this? What's this?
I think Poltergeist is probably my favorite Halloween. Like I think of that as being like a good horror Halloween movie classic.
I haven't seen that one.
It's really fun.
Oh, wait.
It's the kid and the TV that's like,
yeah, their house is on like a Native American burial ground.
Yes. Yeah, very Trumpy. Yeah.
Okay, I have
seen Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
That's like one of the first details, isn't it? So yeah, I've seen Poltergeist. That's a fun one.
Now, will you all be giving out candy or leaving candy out for trick-or-treaters?
Well, I don't know. This is only our second Halloween in our current place of residence.
Okay.
The address is.
And... Yeah. Last year we didn't have any trick-or-treaters, but that might have just been because of COVID.
True.
This year, maybe we will have some, but also like, I don't want to get Halloween candy and then just have all this left over if like no one comes. And
unless it's candy corn.
You're a dad. You're a dad. So are we trick-or-treating on Saturday this year or Sunday?
Sunday.
What's the rule?
Sunday, yeah, for sure.
There's some states that don't allow trick-or-treating on Sundays.
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. No, what? Which states? I want names.
I looked it up today and I forgot already.
That is insane. What are they going to do if you're out trick-or-treating? They're going to arrest you? They're going to arrest the little kids?
Yep.
For trick-or-treating on Sundays?
Do y'all have any like iconic Halloween stories from when you were kids? Like when you were trick-or-treating or up to mischief or anything like that?
Yeah. I do. Also, it's Delaware. Well, I guess it's just Rehoboth Beach. Rehobothy Beach.
I don't know. Anyways. What a bunch of wet blankets. So, boo.
So, my mom has always, like, made a scarecrow/dummy. Like, she'll use a basketball and stuff my dad, a t-shirt and like pants of my dad's, and like make it look like an actual person sitting on our lawn or sitting like on our porch, and they'll hold the candy. And so there were a couple times when she would have, you know, me and my sisters when we were old enough and like kind of too old to go trick-or-treating but still young enough to want to be involved, she'd be like, well, you should just like sit right here on the porch next to the dummy and just be really still. And so, you know, they don't think that, you know, trick-or-treaters don't think that it's you. And we scared the living poop out of so many kids growing up.
Did you get in trouble for that?
No. Well, Lane, my sister was a witch 1 year and she scared my friend so bad that she like peed her pants and went home crying. And so we kind of had to tone it down after that.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's really hardcore. Yeah. We didn't do anything like that at my house. The biggest Halloween memory I have is, so in my small town, the big thing was once you got to be a teenager, you would go and like roll people's yards with toilet paper and that kind of mischief. You know, we didn't ever like egg stuff or anything like that. People would get arrested for that. But toilet paper was kind of seen as like, oh, it's just the neighborhood kids having fun. Nobody really rose too much of a stink. So anyway, one of my friends lived on kind of like the outskirt of the town. And so our parents gave us permission to get tents and camp out in their like yard that was like kind of on the outside of the town, and could then kind of make our way in through town walking for mischief and go back out there, which we all thought we were so cool. So we went and like started rolling people's yards or whatever. And then there was a group of like 15 older kids. Now just imagine being like, think of like classic 80s movies with like the young kids trying to do the cool thing and then the bullies showing up and chasing them, you know, like this was definitely that. So we hear them and we turn around and they have like baseball bats and flashlights, And they start yelling about how they're going to kill us and we'll never make it home. Our parents will never see us again. Yeah. And they're like hitting trash cans as they got closer. And so, y'all, we took off running. Like, you would have thought a nest of bees fell between us. We all went in different directions and took off running. They caught one of our friends. He got hit with a bat. And the rest of us made it out. We made it to my buddy's house. We were banging on the door. And his mom was like, y'all aren't supposed to be here. Why are you here? I don't know if her and her husband were like doing stuff, you know, but we kind of busted our way into their house and hid. Right. But yeah, that was the craziest thing. Like, it felt like the movie Warriors. Like, I thought we were all going to die.
Wow. Oh, no.
Yeah, I definitely had bullies in my neighborhood and the second neighborhood I lived after we moved. And they would always like be out with their little popper things that they threw at her feet whatever and make fun of her outfits. They were jerks.
This is where I want JJ to be like, I was the bully in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, the creepiest thing that ever happened to me was like, we went to this one house and like, there was this guy just kind of like sitting in a rocking chair on his porch, just like with like a Bible in his hands. And just like being like super, super still and just staring at everyone as they like came up to the point. And I think maybe they had like a bowl of candy out. So like you knew that like there was candy.
It's like a fly trap. Like,
but you had to like walk next to the guy just sitting there holding a Bible as he like just stared at you. And we would say like, oh, like, hey, trick or treat. And just like complete silence, just staring into our souls. And yeah, it was real creepy. And like my hometown, that could have been just like someone playing a prank. It also could have just been like a religious nuthead. I don't know. It was very weird.
So as little child Kat and JJ, was there a specific candy you always rooted to get in your bags when you got home?
I any kind of Hershey's bar.
Really?
Like whether it was like dark chocolate, plain chocolate, Mr. Good bars, crackles. I liked all of those.
Crackles. Yeah. Wow. Kat, what about you?
I kind of liked it all except like anything sour or non-chocolate.
Yeah.
I was a big Reese's peanut butter cup and Snickers kid. Those were really too.
Reese's and Kit Kats. Yeah. All that good stuff.
Unpopular opinion, but Reese's and Kit Kats are gross.
All right. Well, that's the end of this podcast.
Yeah, well, that's the end of this relationship.
Wait. I want to know something, Noah. Has there been like anything that's like come up from our interviews that has like really just sparked spooky joy in you? Like not like this interview right now, but just like from our episodes that you're like, oh, now I'm in the Halloween mood for this thing.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the one we actually just released this Monday with Lindsay from the graveyard with the dowsing rods.
Yeah.
I felt like that was very, like it hit all the right notes that I want, especially in a story. Like I could imagine sitting around a campfire and somebody telling that story at Halloween because it starts off where my skeptic nature is just like, dowsing rods, great. And it has such a nice payoff at the end. It got me excited to go. And that's when I went and watched that terrible Sorority Massacre movie. Cause I just wanted more spooky in my night. Mm-hmm. But you know, really all of them to some degree get me a little excited, but I still think back to that Amanda episode where she saw the ghost lady, and I don't know, they've all been so great. And just some of the people we've gotten to meet and develop relationships with, like JoJo Wright, just people that in our ordinary lives, we would never talk to, even just like the psychics and mediums, like just people that live like either have broke through the zeitgeist and are kind of famous or live on the outsides of what's considered normal in our society. And that kind of stuff fascinates me so much. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really got into the spirit with Becky Ann, my Bloody Valentine.
Yes.
She's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
I could listen to her I could talk to her forever.
Yeah.
And, Stephanie Strange.
Yeah. Two great episodes that we had almost like back to back. I mean, that was a lot of fun. and they kind of remind me of each other a little bit. But what I really thought was so cool was seeing how polished Becky is now from, like, I mean, the first time we interviewed her, she was great. Mm-hmm. But you can really tell she's done a lot of media and different things since we talked to her last time. I mean, it was almost like she was hosting the podcast. I mean, there was no work that episode. I mean, she was phenomenal.
Yeah.
The other thing that I enjoy about her podcast is, like, how many times we've had friends on and they're like, oh, my parents have something to say about this, or my parents have done this or done that, or felt this ghost. Nikki Radford's, when her parents came on, even though they were in the airport, that was really cool just to hear about this, like, ghost that was kind of like part of the parents' relationship. Like,
choked her dad.
Yeah. What'd you say?
It choked her dad.
Yeah.
Thought he was a pimp.
All I know is that,
a racist ghost.
All I know is that we started this podcast so blindly, but we all wanted to connect with people, and this was a cool topic. And it's just blown into this really, really cool place where we can meet once a week and meet someone new and hear these stories. I feel like I'm way more comfortable talking about certain topics now, and even just, like, understanding this universe, you know, especially the ghost universe. Like, I'm still trying to figure out what I believe, as we all are. But hearing these stories, it doesn't scare me as much as it used to. And I'm way more open to so many things and just more confident and, like, you know, protecting my mental place and that kind of stuff.
And just feeling more connected, you know, to that world. And like you said, like, I've always had this big fear of death, and this podcast has definitely eased that some. Which has been really nice. And just seeing JJ become a full-fledged believer in ghosts.
I know, he's a 10 out of 10 now. We can't stop him.
Well, you can't say that on the podcast or else we'll have to quit.
What happens when we all become 10 out of 10?
Then it's over.
Then we go on tour.
We all come back as ghosts. Or at the end of this, we reveal that we actually are all a ghost.
We pull off our human faces.
Have been dead for 10 years.
But Noah, you've done so much for this podcast, and really love meeting here every week with you. And I mean, incredible job. I'm a big fan of the podcast and of you.
Thanks, guys. It's been a team effort for sure. And it's like you said, I never would have guessed that it would have caught legs like this. You know, we've all been so lucky to now have a platform that people care about, which I think is not the easiest thing to do. I was just going to say, it's just one of those things that it feels like that's something everybody's trying to do now, because there's so many different social medias, podcasts, different ways to connect with people, YouTube, that the space feels so cluttered. And I feel like we got in at a good time, and they're just lucky to keep building all these relationships with all these awesome people.
Yeah. If anyone is listening to this episode, that's pretty cool. I feel like you're probably a longtime listener and big fan of ours, and we're a big fan of yours. So thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Can't wait to continue this spooky goodness for every week after this week. Past Halloween.
And with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
And I'm Kat. Ooh.